Support local journalism and enjoy full access to the Green Gazette digital edition with a print subscription. Subscribe today at thegazette.com/subscribe.
How's it going, everybody? Jeff Johnson from the Gazette here, along with my friend Jeff Linder. We're here to call it both ways. High school basketball podcast, boys, girls, a little bit of men, a little bit of women. It's cold, Jeff. It's cold. I don't think I want to leave the house for the next 5 days or whatever.
I've not left the house today. The only time I opened the door was to the garage door to let the dog out, and she hustled back in. So here we are. Now I'm back in the security of my kitchen.
It was so cold, the dog only wandered out for a minute, took care of business, came right back in, huh?
That's a good dog.
Yes.
I haven't even gone out to get the mail. I don't know if I will.
We did get some clairvoyant administrators, I guess. There's a few games on both the boys and girls side that we're taping this on Thursday that are moving up what would have been their game tomorrow night, Friday night, to Thursday night, just to get them in, because tomorrow night's just going to be totally brutally cold. Minus 15, minus 20. So we do have some of those games. I know there's one here in town for those who are looking for something to do tonight. Jefferson is at Kennedy. They're playing varsity only, no sub-varsity, and I think it's at 7, if I remember.
Yeah, girl, boy. I think the girls probably start at 6 or maybe 5:30.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. And they are playing the Iowa Wild, which is the American Hockey League affiliate, top affiliate of the Minnesota Wild, are playing the Milwaukee Admirals tomorrow night in an outdoor game in Hastings, Minnesota, believe it or not. They set up this beautiful little complex outside in Hastings, and the temperature is in Hastings tomorrow night. This game, I think, is supposed to face the opening faceoffs at 5 or 6 o'clock. Is supposed to be minus 20 in Hastings tomorrow night. So,
I'm out.
Yeah, as much as I love hockey, no thanks. Yeah. So, anyway, that's just the weather. It's been kind of a weird winter, but we've gotten almost all the games in, either makeup wise or scheduled, Jeff. So yeah. I guess that's the big thing. So, I was looking at before we start, and maybe what we've seen here in the last week before we talked was the boys and a couple people had asked me, so I thought I'd share with them. February 13th is the date when the Iowa High School Athletic Association will release pairings for the smaller two classes, brackets.
And it seems late.
Yeah. But they're,
and that's okay.
Yeah, they want to get as many games in there as judgment as they possibly can, and you know that's good. So I'm sure they got a pretty good idea. But that'll be the date for the smaller two classes. Then the week following will be 3A and 4A. So when are the girls going to be released? Next week, is it?
I would guess late next week. I don't know. Probably next week. I don't think it's this week. Otherwise, I probably would have heard. But guess I haven't been doing my due diligence in checking on that either. So my guess would be late next week.
Okay. Well, you've been doing mock drafts. And do you come pretty close on all those, Jeff?
Sometimes not. I don't know. It's just kind of a fun thing to do. And it's kind of like doing Sudoku or a Rubik's Cube or something like that. I do dumb stuff like mock brackets. So
no, you want to see how much you think like an administrator, right?
Yeah.
There you go. So what have we seen on the girl side in the last week since we talked? I know you've been to, you know, a handful of games, including the Iowa women, which we'll get to, but
I saw Monday, maybe the best game I've seen all season. I saw Maquoketa and Solon go at it in a non-conference game in the very beautiful Maquoketa gym. And really, really good ball game. Maquoketa is ranked number 1 in Class 3A. senior dominated, very good team. Solon ranked number 9 in 3A. They've got the next Levine girl, Tenley Levine's a freshman, and she's going to be really good. And Maquoketa won 64-60. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Looked like they were going to bury Solon, but you know, they didn't. And Solon was able to stay in the game despite a 19-5 disadvantage in turnovers, and you know, being on the road, and Maquoketa being really, really good. So just a terrific ball game, and I enjoyed that a lot.
What does it take you? I'm trying to remember. Is it about an hour to Maquoketa?
60 miles from downtown Cedar Rapids, about okay. An hour 15 from my house. Really, really pretty country. You know, going east from Anamosa to Maquoketa on Highway 64. Really pretty country, and kind of takes me back a little bit.
And you pass, yeah, that's kind of your old conference.
Kind of a little bit north of where I'm from, but yeah. I go through Wyoming, and then was it Monmouth and Baldwin, just a couple really, really small towns, and then you get to Maquoketa.
And you drive on the outskirts of Nashville.
Yes, to get to Maquoketa. That's right.
That's Nashville, Iowa, folks. Sorry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, really fun drive. I've gone over to Maquoketa twice in the last 2 years, and in both years it was at or below 0 degrees. But, you know, great place to go see a game.
Yeah, if you got a Friday night off or something, looking for something to do. Jeff's right. That's a magnificent gym. It really is. Yeah. Terrific gym. Maybe my favorite in the area.
So, you haven't been to Anamosa yet, have you?
No, I have not. So
you better get there.
Word of that. On the boys' side, I guess in the last week, I'm trying to think. Tuesday night was a good matchup. Number 7, number 8, and 3A. Wallard at Xavier. Wallard was number 7, and Xavier won by 4, 57-53. A good ball game. Parochial rivals that don't really like each other too much. And there wasn't any chippiness or anything like that, but just a very good hard fought game between two teams that'll, you know, depending on how they're seated and where they're placed in the postseason, you know, have legit chances, I think, to make the state tournament. So Xavier's kind of rounding into form. They've had some injuries and some sickness kind of going around the team. Here in the last week, but they played everybody that was expected to play at the beginning of the year. So, and it's kind of been win-loss for Xavier, but that's just the way it's going to be in the Mississippi Valley Conference playing up, as you know, Jeff, and 4A, I guess it'd be 5A and girls. But, yeah, Mike Freeman does a great job there, and he's they're primed. You've got 14 points from Lorenzo Pino, who is their point guard. And we had a nice long talk about free throws because they seem to get lost in the shuffle, as you know. Everybody wants to shoot the three or dunk. Mm-hmm, yeah. He stepped up in the last minute and a half and made 6 out of 6 from the line. And
nice.
So it was a nice little conversation about, you know, how much do you practice free throws, and do you think you practice them more than the average player or not. So, cause it, you know, as you know, I mean, it's kind of a lost art and nobody really, really concentrates too much on it.
And,
so.
And they really should, because
yeah,
I mean, you know, the cliche is, yeah, the free throws are free and stuff like that. But boy, and this comes from a guy that was not a good free throw shooter in high school, but boy, people should be. And, you know, it ought to be something where people are able to get the routine and nobody's defending you. And, you know, there's really no excuse for not being, you know, at least a 65% free throw shooter.
I would agree. Wait, you were a coach's kid and you couldn't shoot free throws. Did your dad disown you or what?
No. I don't know. I was good. I was pretty good in practice, but I was a grade A choker is what I was.
I'm trying to remember where else I was Friday night. Oh, I went to a Friday night. It was El Burnett and Iowa City Regina, which is Regina's ranked number 2 and 2A, and really kind of a
game, wasn't it?
What's that?
That was a pretty good game.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, it turned out, I think six was the spread, but it was, Albernette led a lot of the game, and it was, you know, Regina just put together one final push, I guess, in the fourth quarter. And that's a good ball club. They've got size. I think they go 6'6", 6'7", and then Tate Wallace is the small forward. Not really small. What is he? 6'3", 6'4", and real muscular. So it was that was a good ball game. Albernette really very undersized, but very quick. And you know, talked to Jeff Christofferson there just about their adjustment to the River Valley Conference this season, and he just, you know, kind of reiterated, as we've talked about, that you know they had to do it just from the fact that they have they have JV teams, they have freshman team, they have middle school teams that were not getting games in because the their Tri-Rivers opponents were just too small. So they had to do it. And I said,
How are they fitting in? Are they fitting in well?
Yeah, they're I think they're about 500 maybe in the league, maybe a couple of games over 500. They've been competitive, I think, in almost all their games on the varsity side. And you know, so I think it's been a it's been a good fit for them. And you know, I kind of asked Coach. I said, "So it's kind of weird getting used to new opponents, huh?" And he's like, "Well, I think they got to get used to us too." And I'm like, "Well, fair enough, yeah. Fair enough."
Yeah.
So I watched the girls a little bit, and Albernette was pretty competitive in that game.
Yeah, I guess a very good Regina team. Regina's always good in girls basketball. I think it was 54-38. Albernette's girls are 8-5. And 5-3 in that South division, and that's a division that's got some really good teams. Tipton, I actually saw Tipton in Mid Prairie on Friday, and that was a really good ball game. Went down to the wire. Tipton won that by 2. And you know, those two are very good. Regina's very good, and Albernette's the fourth best team of the 8 teams in there. And next year, Lisbon comes calling into the River Valley South.
All right, who's the head coach at Albernette for the girls?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. He had the best shoes I have seen in a long time. Stylish purple. I mean, we're not talking sneakers here. We're talking dress shoes. Shiny purple.
Donnie Dobbs.
And I took a picture of him, and just because they were so cool looking. And
Donnie Dobbs is the coach of Albernette.
Okay, there we go. I knew I'd looked it up, and sorry, Coach, couldn't remember your name, but those shoes, bro. Now they were outstanding, just outstanding. It reminded me of James Moses when he was coaching here in town at Prairie and things, and he would get all kinds of dressed up for games. And it was kind of that, you know, kind of those shiny shoe things, but just outstanding. And the popcorn was great. Best of the year. Albernette, kudos.
And how was their gym?
They played in the old gym.
Oh, okay.
So
that's too bad. I was a full house. Wondering how that was.
I was able to catch up, believe it or not, with Steve Bergman, the legendary Iowa City West coach who stepped down after last season. He can't stay away, so he goes and watches Regina practices a couple times a week because Paul Rundquist, the Regina coach, was assistant for him, or associate head coach, however you wanted to phrase it. So Bergie goes to Regina a couple times a week to watch practice, and he was here because Coach Rundquist was sick and didn't know if he was going to make the game. So Bergie said, "Well, all right, if you need any help, I'll show up just in case." And Paul powered through, and coached. It was good to see Bergie as well. And I don't know. We might see him on the sideline again someday before it's all said and done. Just a prediction. I don't know anything, but Yeah. Still can't stay away from it, which is good. Which I am not surprised. So yeah.
Good guy. Good guy. I haven't covered a lot of boys basketball, but I've seen them, you know, at the back end of some West City doubleheaders, and he's a funny guy.
He is 100% the most dry sense of humor I think you'd ever want to see. But yeah,
and I'll tell you, if you're a young sports writer, he'll scare you. He's an intimidating guy.
100%, 100%, because he's big, he's tall, you know, he's verbose. But anyway, it was good to see Bergie. What else is going on on the girl side, Jeff, of note?
Well, I wrote my notes here for like tomorrow that? Already. I led with two South Dakota commits, signees now, I guess. Rowan Jacoby from Springville had 47 points the other night, Monday, against Durant. And then the following night, Natalie Ramsey from Iowa City Liberty put up 38. And when the Bolts or the Lightning or whatever we call them, sometimes a little of both, knocked off Cedar Falls and handed Cedar Falls its first conference loss of the year, and that was Tuesday. So led with that. A little bit on some of the area teams that are kind of hot right now. I think there's five teams that have double-digit winning streaks now. Some of them won't surprise you. Maquoketa, Mount Vernon, Tipton, Clear Creek. Can't forget Clear Creek. They're undefeated. And the fifth one is Meskwaki. The Warriors have rattled off 11 in a row after starting 0-2, and they're probably going to win the South Division of the Iowa Star Conference.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I talked to Steven Bender. I know you know him. He led Mid Prairie Girls to state fairly recently. He is he took over the Hillcrest Academy boys program. Okay. When this season, when Dwight Gingrich stepped down to go to I believe it's Goshen College, mm-hmm. which is a Mennonite school.
He's been over there a couple times, hasn't he?
Head coach. Yeah, yeah. But I think this is probably for good this time around. So Bender played for Coach Gingrich at IMS back when it was called Iowa Mennonite School, and has had boys go through the program. He's got a sophomore actually on this team, and the Ravens, they do have a nickname. They are 13-1, and they lost almost everybody from last season's team, and they just kind of regrouped with a new coach, and you know, it's a pretty good story. And they always say, what, Jeff, you don't want to be the guy to replace the legend. You want to be the guy who replaces the original replacement for a legend. But Coach Bender's doing a great job.
Good.
You know, they're
good.
And
they've got a lot of tradition down there.
You want to talk Iowa women?
Yeah. Big game tonight. They've got Maryland on the road. Maryland's got three Big Ten losses, but Maryland is Maryland, and on the road, it's going to be really tough. They're a team that scores a lot, and Iowa's going to have its hands full. But if they could manage to win tonight, and then they've got Ohio State at home on Sunday, then they got USC on the road and then UCLA on the road. If they can kind of get through this stretch, they could be playing themselves into a really high seed. And Iowa still, if they win tonight, they're tied for first in the Big Ten. So you've been covering the Iowa men a little bit. What have you seen with that?
Yeah, it was an ugly win over Rutgers the other night, but every painting is not going to be a Picasso, right? And every car is not going to be a Cadillac or a BMW. So they just kind of grinded through a game where they didn't shoot well. They didn't particularly play well against a, you know, a lower level Big Ten team, but they got the win, and that's the most important thing. And now Iowa gets a week off before its next game, which is USC at home next week. So, you know, on track, you know, to set itself up for a possible NCAA tournament bid. We'll see how it goes. Played great last weekend at Indiana. Probably the best I've seen them play all season against a higher level or a higher quality team. Led from start to finish. Played well last week against Purdue before falling late. So, you know, we'll see. I know it's probably a welcomed week off for everybody down in Iowa City this week or next week, I guess. So.
What have you got the rest of the week?
Well, I can't even think where I was going to go tomorrow night, but I'm just assuming it's going to get postponed because of the brutal weather. I can't even think now, Jeff. I'm sorry, but
it's all right. I'm going to be.
I can't remember where I was going to go.
I'm going to do City High at West girls. And I'll keep an eye on the boys too. Talk to BJ Mayer down at West.
Okay.
And as of now, they're still on for tomorrow. So obviously there isn't a whole lot of travel in the cards for that one. But if they play it, I'll plan on going down there and hope when I get back outside, the battery's still strong in the truck.
Well, stay warm, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we'll get some games in. So,
yeah.
Folks, stay warm. Lots of making some chili. Always looking for good recipes. So, that's the weekend for me. So,
sounds all right. Good.
We called it both ways.
All right. You know, thanks for everybody for joining us.
Why don't you sign us out, Jeffrey?
Yeah, we'll call it both ways. And thanks everybody for joining us. And we'll see you next week. Stay warm.
We open conversations. Let's start yours. Reach the Gazette's advertising team at advertising@thegazette.com.